There aren't a lot of things worth rising at 4 in the morning for, but this race, now in its 25th year and universally known as the 90-miler, is definitely one of them. I had never paddled more than 15 miles in a day, let alone 90 miles in a weekend, and everyone had told me and my paddling partner, Noel Short of Tupper Lake, to train in advance, or we'd never make it. But like most good advice, it fell by the wayside. It was early dawn on Friday, and Old Forge and the town beach was awash with paddlers from all over the map. I caught up with Andrew Gillings, an outdoor instructor from Hamilton College in Clinton, who, like me, was paddling the race for the first time. But while I was hoping to just make the finish, Gillings was in it to win. A veteran competition paddler, I asked him what had brought him to try the 90-miler.
Oh, it's the big one. It's the race they all talk about, so we thought that if we were going to do it, this would be the year for it.
Out on the water, part of the challenge is staying clear of the war canoes, kayaks, and racing canoes competing against the clock. We were in open touring, so we had a head start to make sure we reached the waypoints in time. Failure to make the cutoff means you'll be pulled from the race. But despite our early lead, most boats pass us like we were standing still. Benjamin Rochon, a Montrealer who returned for his 16th year, breezed past us in his guide boat. Talking to him later, it was clear that he was out for glory.
I want to set the record. I want them to make the pins for me only.
Talking to other paddlers who return year after year, not all are here to compete. For many, it's an annual event with personal meaning. That was true for Holly Reynolds, who has paddled in past years with her father Dick from Cuba, New York. This spring, Dick was killed in an accident. For his loved ones, the race has become a testament to his memory.
My dad passed away March 16th in a tragic tractor accident, and this was his favorite race. I'd done it with him 6 times. This is my mother, Karen. She had done it with him twice, including last year. And he'd done the race, I think, a total of, 15, 18 times, quite a few times. And he just loved this race so much because it was an escape from work, So this race is a memory of my dad, war canoe with 7 of my closest friends,
At the race's end in Saranac Lake, where Noel and I finished in a little more than 22 hours, not the slowest result, but close, I caught up again with Andrew Gillings as we waited to hear the race results. The Englishman had been finishing strong all 3 days in his two-man kayak and was a strong contender for winning the race outright. As a veteran racer, Gillings reflected on the oft-talked-about spirit of the race.
The spirit is like unlike any other race. Everyone is so friendly. Everyone is just wanting everyone else to get to the finish. And it feels great to be a part. It's more like a part of a team than a race. There are definitely people going out to win, but even starting at the back, you pass a lot of people who are just there getting to the finish. And that makes it fun.
Moments later, the results were called. Finishing at 12 hours, 45 minutes, and 38 seconds, he and partner John Darris of South Otselic near Cortland were declared the overall winners. They might have paddled in half the time it took me and Noel, but we have the satisfaction of at least finishing. That and souvenir sunburns and a week of soreness to look forward to. So reflecting back, there definitely is a spirit to this race that, while difficult to put into words, I find myself trying to describe to just about anyone who will listen. For WNBZ in Saranac Lake, I'm Jacob Resnick.